last year was the driest on record in California, and this year may be just as dry. Some reservoirs are empty, and the Sierra Mountain snowpack, which melts and fills rivers in the springtime, is at dangerously low levels, just one quarter of normal. Farmers warn of another dust bowl, referring to the drought and dust storms that ravaged American farmlands in the 1930s. California produces nearly half of the United States' fruits and vegetables, and much of it comes from the state's sprawling Central Valley. Dan Arataberry is a third-generation farmer who grows tomatoes, walnuts, garlic, and other crops in Fresno County. The federal government agency that controls the water released from dams and the river system has cut his water supplies to zero.
The last couple of years, dry years, including coupled with severe environmental restrictions, has now presented us with a zero allocation year.
More than 200,000 hectares may go unplanted in the Central Valley. Dan Arataberry will let more than 20% of his farm lie fallow and lay off 10 of 25 workers.
Right now we're completely dependent on wells to finish these crops off, but I'm going to be fallowing about 1,200 acres of our operation. Won't be anything growing on there.
Even years with good rainfall have seen reduced water allocations as federal and state officials supply water to the Sacramento River Delta, home of Delta smelt and other endangered species. Arataberry and other farmers say the water system is mismanaged and that his high-efficiency drip irrigation system offers little help without supplies of water. Ryan Jacobson of the Fresno County Farm Bureau says the shortage is forcing hard decisions.
The severity of this drought will be seen for possibly a decade to come because of the effects it's going to have on permanent crops and the likelihood that many of these permanent crops may have to come out of the ground.
The effects have not hit consumers yet, but they inevitably will, as shortages lead to higher prices. At this Los Angeles market, grocer John Merga says politicians need to come up with an answer to the water crisis.
Because that, at this moment, seems to me to be the most important thing that we need to be addressing. Long-term, short-term, intermediate-term, however you choose to look at it.
Merga says rising food costs in California will affect the entire country. And since California is a major exporter of food, it will also affect markets overseas. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Fresno County, California.